they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to say thank you to Chief Jeffrey Norman for spending some time out of his busy day with us this morning. And yes, on yesterday, he was over at Camp Rise. You know, and in which my nonprofit Voices of the Elders a part of, and working with those young people who are looking for mentors. That's what we do, Voices of the Elders. And we've been a part of Camp Rise for this entire 6-week summer, excuse me, or 7-week summer, putting $200 a week in the pockets of boys and girls ages 10 to 13 years old, over 250 children whose lives we are impacting along with Employ Milwaukee, the City of Milwaukee, and others through donations. That's the way you turn around what is going on with children who struggle and who don't know direction sometimes. We as adults have to give them direction. Speaking of people who are good at giving direction, it's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. How you been?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, man. I want to begin by a study that you guys did. About the most transparent, well, not the most transparent, but the groups that are providing the most dark money in our society. What are your thoughts, Dr. Craig, about dark money? And you've been around the political arena for a long time. Is it a good thing, and what's the purpose of it?
Oh, it's a terrible thing, and the purpose is the greatest amount of corruption we've ever seen in American history, probably, dwarfing the late 19th century, the age of the robber barons. But dark money was the big loophole. It had been done gradually, but the biggest move in it was the Supreme Court Citizens United case that right-wing court decided that money is speech and that billionaires and big corporations could spend whatever they want and they could do so anonymously. And what that did was that took groups that were political nonprofits that could talk about politics with their members and turn their tax status. It's the 501c4. When you contribute to a 501c4, it's not tax deductible. That seems to be that in a 501c3. Where it's tax deductible, but they can't engage in politics and elections. And so our organization was and is, I mean, half of it. We also have a 501c3, 501c4, but all these other dark money groups joined us that they just make up the name, Earl. You don't know who's behind it. It could just be one billionaire, could be a group of corporations. And then they start running propaganda ads on the air. They're divisive, that mislead, and that impact our elections, mostly on behalf of conservatives, though also on behalf of Democrats, but disproportionately conservatives and a lot of hatred and division. And a researcher, a professor at University of Oregon, did a study to distinguish the political nonprofits that are transparent and open and you know who's behind them and what they stand for, and the completely fake dark money groups. And the reason it was in our newsletter, Earl, is because Citizen Action Wisconsin, the organization I lead and I've led since 2009, was the second most transparent in the country, which means open and democratic and clear about our mission and purpose and our platform and who our members are and why we're engaging in politics. And the people at the other end of the scale were fake groups. You see them on TV all the time or on internet where People for a Better World tells you that, you know, some awful thing about an elected leader or a candidate, right?
Right.
Or a complete lie about an issue. So it distinguishes those two kinds of groups, open democratic groups, which are part of building democracy, getting people involved and having clear positions people can relate to, and those that are just fronts for a tremendous amount of corruption in our society. Because if someone, this is what, look at Scott Walker, if people spent millions to elect him, the theory of the Supreme Court is that he doesn't feel beholden to them in any way. It's absurd, right? But that is what they declared in their decision, the Citizens United decision.
You know, Dr. Craig, it has certainly opened the levee, and more groups and organizations have seen the benefit in this, not from the perspective of the citizenry of this nation, but for their own selfish reasons. And the damage that is done to democracy, Dr. Craig.
I couldn't agree more, because if money is speech, then the people with the most money have the most speech and therefore the most rights. And they've taken over our democracy. You don't have an actual right to free speech unless you can be heard. And there is no right to be heard. There's no way for most people to be heard. And so this allows, and since we achieved after World War II and through the 70s, the most economic equality, the largest middle class, the fairest distribution of the benefits of economic growth in American history, and we've lost all that. The conservative movement, Reaganism, the turn right by many Democrats from Carter to Clinton and Obama, especially early Obama in his recovery response after the Great Recession. All of that has dramatically increased income inequality, and it asks less of those people. We've created huge fortunes, and we don't ask them to pay much back because we keep cutting their taxes. And to Governor Evers' credit, the Republicans here tried again to give $3 billion away to people who were the wealthiest in our state, and the governor did, to his great credit, veto those provisions of the tax cut, the ones for the upper tax bracket.
You know, Dr. Craig, here's a prime example of what happens behind this dark money. Right now, this legal battle against Medicare drug price negotiations is taking place. And you would think that no elected official that's been elected by the citizenry of this nation would be pushing back against that. Yet there are now five organizations, three pharmaceutical companies, and two trade groups that are suing the federal government over the Medicare drug price negotiation program, which was established through the Inflation Reduction Act. This benefits the American people, yet there's this battle going on by elected officials who are receiving dark money, who've been elected by the citizens of this nation, and yet behind the scenes, they're fighting this battle for these people who put the dark money into their campaigns and help to get them, you know, elected. And the people are choosing to go with the people who put the money in their campaigns than the actual people who went out and voted for them, Dr. Craig.
Yeah. And there were a lot of prongs to this conspiracy. There's the huge money into campaigns, and the fact that it's dark means that
nobody knows.
Tell voters who's behind
right.
them, which is remarkable. Like, it's amazing the Supreme Court claimed that if it's an independent expenditure of the campaign, it is not corrupting. I don't understand how someone gives you a $10 million gift that is not corrupting. It's corrupting for someone to buy you a nice meal. That would be illegal in Wisconsin if you were a lobbyist trying to lobby a state representative or a government official in Governor Evers' administration. But you can spend $10 million and better half. You can do it secretly. The second thing is they use this dark money to do massive propaganda and misinformation. So they are out there saying through nice sounding groups like People for Affordable Medications. I've made one up, but it's names like that, right? And saying that if we were to set a fair price for something like insulin, which is there's been no breakthroughs in insulin for decades, and it's been made unaffordable.
But it's also life and death.
By Wall Street.
It's life and death medicine.
And it's costing us massive amounts because when people don't take their insulin, they end up having huge health shocks and in the hospital. And then, of course, they get claims denied, right? And everything else that goes on. If they're uninsured, they're not getting no care or substandard care, all of it. But they're lying and saying that the money is for research. And they're lying about that because the basic research in this country is done by we the people. In other words, by the federal government,
tax
by the National Institute of Health. And they spend a ton of money to figure out how to create a change it in some way, like the delivery system, like EpiPens didn't change the drug. It changed the way it was delivered so they can charge exorbitant prices and create a monopoly situation. And that's what the drug makers who make insulin doing. They try to figure out a way to get a monopoly so they can then charge whatever they want, which is in Wall Street demands, the most you can get.
So Dr. Craig,
they're lying to people that this is going to reduce the number of drugs that are being created. It's a lie.
We've got to go to a break. And the truth of the matter is, Dr. Craig, how do we educate? It's an ongoing process, but the only way to fight back to any of this is to educate the people to the truth of what's taking place. Is that right?
Yes. So it's organizations that do that, people coming together.
Dr. Craig, hang on. We got to go to a break. I promise you we'll let you continue on the other side. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So Dr. Craig, so many things going on nationally, and your thoughts about what's happening in Israel. And the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu is kind of attempting to take total control over Israel and kind of end the democracy and kind of do a kind of a Trump, what Trump is attempting to do. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that is very right. And what's happening in this country. So we can't stand on our, you know, high horse on this one. And it's a global phenomenon. We're seeing this in Turkey, India, Hungary, in other countries. So there's a lot of democratic backsliding going on. And it has to do with a lot of the same politics we have in the United States. This kind of fake populist right-wing movement that convinces people who are aggrieved that it's someone else's fault, right? As opposed to actually dealing with that, with the overall situation in an honest way, and fomenting anger, fear, hatred. And so that it, we see that in look what Fox News does every night. And in Israel is not immune. And I say this as someone who is, I am, you know, DNA-wise, ethnically half Ashkenazi Jewish. In other words, my father's side of the family was pure Jewish until my dad married a non-Jew. So I'm half. I'm not right. You know, I'm not religiously Jewish. You know, Israel, it pains me. I used to go on the Walk with Israel walks in Skokie, Illinois, as you know, a big center of Jewish life and population when I was a kid. But you have to make a distinction between Israel as a country, right, and the Israeli people and Likud, which is their right-wing party that is Netanyahu runs, and there are people to the right of him in it. And it's also very corrupt. They just passed, this was the current scandal, because Netanyahu is trying to avoid going to jail, just like Donald Trump, they have just passed a law by a very narrow margin in the Knesset, their parliament, that basically takes away the court's authority to hold someone like Netanyahu accountable. So it is like Trump got in and Trump made it impossible for him to be prosecuted and his colleagues to be prosecuted. So that obviously is a huge step towards the end of democracy when you don't have any checks and balances whatsoever, especially against corruption. And this goes to a deeper problem. Simply giving Palestinians no rights whatsoever and using a completely military response, a little like some of our response to crime in this country, it just makes the problem worse and kicks it down the road. And it's a massive human rights violation. As most of the world understands, there has to be a balance between security and finding an accommodation, just like was eventually found after 300 years in Ireland, between Ireland and Northern Ireland, right? Ultimately, this will lead to cycles of death for generations and generations unless you actually do the hard work of both creating security for both sides, but also having accommodation that everyone could agree to. And that's a difficult process. And Israel has stopped doing that.
So,
after decades of some important attempts to try with the United States in the 70s and 80s.
So let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what, sir?
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
All right, go ahead.
Did you hear Joe Biden cured cancer last night?
Well, you know, I don't know what you can do with people like that. You know, Ken really represents some of the sick people in this country who can't deal with the realities of what happens in the world, and he somehow thinks Dr. Craig, people who wait on the phone line and call in, and that's the best that they can offer. But I want to say this, back to our conversation.
No, let me say one thing about it.
Go ahead.
About I mentioned this on our last program, I think. That is, there's a snark in some of the right. And it's very much reflected in Jesse Waters, the replacement.
Oh, no question. Can you imagine?
Tucker Carlson. And it's kind of a caustic kind of cynicism that just dismisses real issues. I mean, we're talking about pharmaceutical prices and corruption there. We're talking about life and death issues, and you can have all the snark you want. It reflects poorly on you if that's your reaction, you think you did anything, anything useful other than reveal yourself.
You know,
and quite frankly, look at what pharmaceutical companies did to Red America with opiate addiction. I'm reading Dope Stick right now, which is a fantastic book, and it was an atrocity. And we still have people from these areas who have been devastated by opiate addiction.
Us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Dr. Craig, Republicans are really nationally, in a quandary. They thought that they would have the inflation rate to hang around the neck of President Joe Biden, and they really were counting on that and other things that aren't panning out. They thought we'd be in recession. And so they were planning all of these things to help them regain the White House. And yet you now it's they're dangling on this string. Well, what we'll do is we'll impeach President Joe Biden. Well, what are you going to impeach him for? Well, Hunter Biden. Oh. What's going on, Dr. Craig?
Well, clearly they're just, since they're about power, they're hoping for bad weather. So they want people to suffer so it benefits them, right? And unfortunately, they can't really hang on him all the heat, the dangerous heat,
right?
Because that brings up their denial on global warming and them as the culprits. So yeah, they're very disappointed that contrary to the opinions of apparently most economists, though I got to tell you, there's a lot more voodoo economics than just Ronald Reagan's, because the discipline's very ideological. Not everyone in it, there's some great practitioners, but I'm just saying it was declared that you couldn't have a soft landing. That is, you couldn't, since Congress won't act on the economy, you had to use the Fed. That meant raising interest rates, which harms a lot of people because it slows down the economy deliberately, that it was going to lead to at least a mild recession. And that is not happening. And so it looks like inflation is both moderating, because a lot of this inflation was related to COVID. Okay. This was not, like the 1970s where there were other structural factors. And so, frankly, it looks at this point, we don't know, right? We're pretty far out. Like, it could be a soft landing and the economy will seem very good, which is very good for the reelection of any president, even though the public overstates the connection between presidents and the economy. Especially presidents like a Trump, who had virtually nothing to do with it, right? Biden has legitimately done things that have helped the economy that he should deserve credit for, which we could talk about. So they're hoping for something else, a war, a crisis, a hostage crisis like Jimmy Carter faced would be good, right? Anything that they can hang on Biden. I don't think the Hunter stuff's going to work. And I think, in fact, they need to restrain their own crazies, because it's going to damage them if they try to impeach Joe Biden on Hunter Biden. And in fact, I heard a lawyer say very persuasively that Hunter Biden has such a good libel case against Fox News, he might be able to put them out of business if he'd sue them.
So, Dr. Craig, we got a full bank of phone calls. Let's go to them right away. Let's go to how do you pronounce that name, Calvin? Chiquan? I don't know. How do you pronounce your name, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, do you pronounce your name?
Oh, Mr. Chicago. Chi-Town, how you doing?
Chicago. Chi-Town. Okay, what's going on? You say what, sir?
How are you doing? I was just earlier today. I appreciate your call for me, Mr. Jeff Norman. I'm glad y'all doing something positive in Milwaukee, because I know in Chicago we try to do something to increase the violence and everything. A lot of the young people out here can be at a lot of students, too. Well, I appreciate that, him being on the radio show and you coming back. And we really need that in our communities nowadays.
Well, listen, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Paul from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Paul. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Yeah, there's overwhelming evidence that Joel was involved with Hunter's dealings. He's showing up to court today to plead guilty to his tax evasion.
So Hunter Biden is showing up,
They've set up several shell companies. Look, there's overwhelming evidence.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. Ask you something. He's showing up for tax evasion and a gun violation, not all the things you guys are talking about.
Well, just those two things, he's getting a slap on the wrist. If that was you and me, we're going to prison.
No, I'm talking about you guys said that he's, you know, all these other things that they've done and Joe Biden is guilty of.
Well, they've got overwhelming evidence. It's just that you guys, CNN, MSNBC, and all those things, they're not showing it. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel doesn't mention that one sentence of these hearings that are going on.
Hold on. Dr. Craig, you want to respond, Paul?
It just becomes very difficult to have any dialogue with folks on the other side. Because you have a right to your own opinion, but not your own facts. There's overwhelming evidence to this gentleman and many others because they'll believe anything about their opponents. It's that simple. And I don't know how we have this discussion, because nothing I said to show there was no overwhelming evidence would persuade this gentleman, right? So how do we even have a dialogue? It's an amazing problem they've created with their disinformation, because they lie as a matter of practice. And as far as Hunter Biden, there's reason to believe Hunter Biden was prosecuted more because he was the president's son, that a lot of this kind of corruption he's being indicted for and is pleading guilty for is rarely prosecuted. I think it should be, but it's not. And furthermore, this "you had a gun when you were on probation" hardly ever prosecuted, apparently, though maybe it should be, but it isn't. So, again, the facts are the opposite. And this idea there's a connection to Biden, it is based on something that, my God, the senior senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, who's been here there forever, released this redacted document. It's been discredited, the FBI that produced it as an unattributed, you know, unsubstantiated report doesn't believe it. And they just want to run around saying that there's a connection to the president. You know what? I'm not saying that that is legally libel, but it is libeling, in terms of common discussion, the president, because there's not a overwhelming connection at all. Are you guilty for the sins of the fathers or for the sins of the sons, right?
So, Dr. Craig, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir?
You know, that man from Waukesha failed to mention what they've got Hunter Biden on. Is some misdemeanors. Well,
yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I think he jaywalked a number of years ago. call Jim Jordan right now, and let's have an investigation on why Hunter Biden jaywalked. But here's what I want to ask the man from Waukesha. What kind of bill are you going to give us for all these investigations, and who do you expect to pay it when you come up with nothing? They are so upset that Trump is probably going to go to jail with convictions. He's got more than John Gotti. And Trump has never won an election in his life. He lost to Hillary by 3 million popular votes. He only won through the electoral college, and that hasn't happened in over 100 years. Of course they wanted to investigate this clown when he gets in like that. Of course they're going to take a second look. He came in with 2 dozen sexual assaults and 11 bankruptcies. That's the best they've got.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. It scares me that Dr. Craig is so oblivious to so much. The border, fentanyl, Israel. Israel was offered Palestine everything. Yasser Arafat turned it down. Hunter Biden, the evidence that has been compiled that wasn't even available during the plea bargain. And you really need to do a little more research, doctor, because interest rates are at 7% and 8%.
Where are the interest rates at 7% and 8%, CJ?
Why don't you call the bank, Earl, and try to get a mortgage? So do a little research, would you guys? So 3% inflation, big deal. Interest rates are 3 times what they were 3 years ago when I got a 2.75. So
Dr. Craig, clearly he doesn't know anything about COVID and what you mentioned.
Ask him who raised the interest rate. It wasn't President Biden, okay? It was the Federal Reserve Board is independent, and Republicans have been behind it until quite recently, until it was their advantage, but they just want to blame Biden, just like they want to say Biden directed the indictments of Trump, which he did not. He is walled off at 2 different levels from all of those decisions, unlike Trump, who was weaponizing the Department of Justice. So it's a pretty darn hard case to make. That the corruption is with Hunter Biden and not with Donald Trump, or the activity that seems criminal. I'll say this: look, Hunter Biden, it is unclear why he should have had some of the positions he had. And it probably was because his name was Biden. But my God, do you know what prosecution we can do of that? I don't like it either, but it does not mean we should impeach Joe Biden. It's absurd.
Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, sir?
Good morning. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republican Party is the party of death and destruction. And that is factual. That is factual. When you have things that Greg Abbott is doing in Texas, when you have things that are going on in Florida,
unforgivable.
When you have capital punishment, when you have wars that George War Criminal Bush started on a lie. And I'll even tell you what, when George War Criminal Bush became the president, I was willing to say, okay, you know what, I believe Al Gore won, but you know what, I have to put it aside and go with this person. But then when he goes and lies us into 2 wars, that was it for me. It was on policy. These people on the right want to completely make it where it's like the devil against God, or, you know, I don't know. They're like from some different era of, historic times that I don't even understand. I don't understand why they can't all agree, just agree. And I know Dave has, and people like that we need to get all money out of politics. You know, when we get all money out of politics and all lobbyists out of politics, and I don't care if it's a union lobbyist or who it is, get rid of all lobbyists out of politics and restore government back to we the people, we will actually have a democracy again. It'll actually mean something when those people were marching outside of the Wisconsin state capitol rather than the cowards that just waited until they went away, and then all of a sudden their donors came in, like the Bradley Foundation and all the Coke money and these people that are doing things. And don't go on the other side and say, what about George Soros? BS. We don't have anybody on the progressive side that kicks in the money the way you guys do on the right. It is an ongoing thing.
Hey, Tom, got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, we'll let you respond on the other side. 844-967-2789. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. We'll be right back. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, this divide that is here, this political divide in this nation is going to be the death of this nation. If this isn't somehow repaired, and I don't even know how, Dr. Craig, you can even begin to repair it when you have people who live in delusional states of mind.
One thing is you can't, unfortunately, rely on those people to fix it. It's more like, detoxifying someone who's part of a cult. That is what many experts have likened this to when they studied the effect. But they're not a majority. So the first stage is to make sure we have majority rule. If we have, right. As one of your earlier callers pointed out, the Republicans, not only did Donald Trump not win the popular vote, the only Republican to win the popular vote since 1988 was George W. Bush in the light and glimmer of the Iraq War, which of course turned sour for him as the public turned against it because it was based on lies. But they're not winning the popular vote. They can't win if we're actually a majoritarian multiracial democracy. And it's chapter and verse to that. We've had a Democrat governor and Democratic attorney general elected twice now. And then we have super majorities dominating the assembly of right-wing Republicans because they rigged the map. That may change now because we have a real state Supreme Court. So we need to head off the risk, Earl, of 2024, because this is real. Usually failed coups precede successful coups. That is, they usually fail at first. And if you don't act to remove the conditions that cause them, then the second one is the one that succeeds. And it's extremely dangerous because Donald Trump has a whole base of loyal people that will believe anything he says. And those are some of the people who have called your show today.
You know, Dr. Craig, and I'm happy that you keep reminding me that they're not the majority. It's the only saving grace, right?
Yeah, we're not in a situation where people are in lockstep. We're in a situation where a combination of money and a winner-take-all kind of do-anything-get-power attitude has created the conditions for minority rule. This kind of authoritarianism is by definition of minority rule. And so if we can preserve and rebuild the institutions of this country, and they were decaying before Trump. I mean, there was a lot of things that were decaying, including just allowing a massive looting of the economy by the wealthiest corporations and the wealthiest people to take a lion's share of the benefits and the proceeds of economic growth in this country. Look what's happened with global warming, which is threatening human civilization itself, which we're experiencing with these heat waves. That is a crime against humanity. We need to restore democracy quickly, and we still have time to make it controllable. There'll still be huge impacts, but they don't have to be as devastating.
You know, Dr. Craig, there are signs that maybe we can get past this craziness when you look and see that UPS was able to, you know, settle. Excuse me. And that the Teamsters were able to do what we've been needing more of, right? Forcing these corporations into sharing. You know, and yet in the face of all of those things, these changes have to occur and people have to realize. And like you said, Dr. Gray, there is no magic pill that's going to change all this overnight. It took a while for this to happen.
In many ways, the Teamsters did what Governor Evers did not do in this state budget. That is, they proved they were serious and they were willing to take the huge sacrifice to all of the families of UPS workers that a strike would be for all of them. And think about the effect on people paying mortgages, sending their kids to college, everything, right, to being on strike. But we're serious and organized, and therefore UPS realized that the cost of proceeding and causing a strike was greater than the cost of a settlement that was fair to the workers and gave them a fair share of the windfall profits UPS and other delivery companies got during the pandemic. And so that's an example of how you can create that. In order to have justice, sometimes you need to be organized and willing to do what's necessary to hold someone, in this case, a big corporation, UPS, accountable. And that's what we need to do to save democracy. So we can learn a lot from the Teamsters. And I will tell you that the UPS unit of the Teamsters, which is a very separate unit, is a very effective union. And they had a successful strike couple decades ago, and they have a track record, and the reason they're able to do this early is democracy. They have organized people down to the grassroots level. They're not a union that just has a few leaders at the top. That kind of union can't promise a strike. And that's what happened in part in Act 10. The public employees unions couldn't strike because they hadn't organized their workers deeply enough to even have done it. That's the thing that could have stopped Walker. So democracy also needs to be restored in unions. There are some very Democratic unions, but there are some that have lost their way a little bit and become less Democratic, and they have less power when it comes down to a conflict with a big company like UPS.
Hey, Dr. Craig, as always, time flies by. It's always great to have you on. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Earl.
We will see you next Wednesday. I want to thank everybody who made the show go, especially Milwaukee Police Chief Jeff Norman, and you and Calvin, thank you as always. Thank you to the listening audience. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.